Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Boy, isn't it great having the Lemon Bay Chord Company here this morning? Isn't that fun? Do they make a joyful noise to the Lord? Yeah, I think so too. Hymns are so important to what we do here in our church. Yes, I'm going to talk about the gospel as it connects to this. But does anybody remember what I preached on about hymns? We sing what? Say it again. We sing what we believe, and we believe what we sing. And it's so important because music is something that can push the message just as much as me standing up here has. I'm going to do three quotes from Martin Luther, of course, of why, because we're a Lutheran church. But it's very interesting that Luther and John Calvin, who started the Presbyterian Church and the Dutch Reformed churches, okay, that signed an actual agreement on the power of music and worship. In fact, as I was looking, 16 pages long, so I've got one thing I'm going to quote from it. But singing is the power of our faith in action. Singing is the power of our faith in action. Music is the only one of man's endeavors that has the power to keep the devil at bay. Isn't that good? I love that. All right, here's out of that paper. In summa, in other words, to sum things up. Next to the Word of God, the noble art of music is the greatest treasure in the world. It controls our thoughts, minds, hearts, and spirits. Our dear fathers and prophets did not desire without reason that music be always used in the churches. Hence, we have so many songs and psalms. This precious gift has been given to man alone that he might thereby remind himself that God has created man for the express purpose of praising and extolling God. 1528. I thought that was really good. Well, how do we do that? Well, through singing. As I was doing the research for my sermon this morning, I ran across a website that has the 11 most famous hymns, popular hymns. And I thought it was really interesting. The first one, and we're going from the bottom to the top of these, is Be Thou My Vision. Be Thou My Vision. 700 AD. And I think almost all of us, we've sung it here. Okay. In fact, we've sung all of these here except for one, and I don't know it. The next one is from 1225. All creatures of our God and King. You know, when you start hearing it, that's 800 years old. The doxology. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. 1637. Here's one we did last week. Or I take it back. 2 weeks ago when we had the baptism. 3 weeks ago. Okay. Come thou font of every blessing. 1749. Amazing grace. 1773. Just as I am without one plea, 1835. Holy, 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 1863. Here's the one I don't know, Before the Throne. How many of you know the hymn Before the Throne? I don't know it. I looked it up, but it's one of those, I just don't know. And we don't have it in any of our, it's not in there. Okay. But anyway, 1863. When peace like a river, 1873. And then finally, this one I learned about, How Great Thou Art. Great hymn, 1885. It's a Swedish hymn. I didn't know that. And it went to Germany in 1886, Russia in 1887. Guess when it was translated into English? 1925. How about that? And then the very last one is Great is Thy Faithfulness, 1923. Well, folks, why are they great hymns? Stop and think about that. As I've been saying that, I've been seeing smiles in everybody's face. Why? Why are they great hymns? Why? And the message is complete in them, isn't it? The message is one of those things that's so very important. You know, all glory, loud, and honor, 800, 1,200 years old. Isn't that message the same today as it was 1,200 years ago? So an eternal truth is an eternal truth. Whenever we do hymns like that, I am always amazed. Look at all the centuries of Christians who have worshiped God in the same way, using the same words that we today are keeping alive. I find that is a real blessing. I think all of these hymns are great because they speak to us today just as well as they spoke then. Why? People are the same. I mean, we look back then, sure, they didn't have all the electronics and that kind of thing. But have people really changed? No. People are people. And the thing is, the people are searching for something to lift them up to the Lord. And that's what these hymns do. That's what the power of music is. Well, what did the woman at the well say? And I think this is where we tie the music into it. Jesus said to her, "Woman, believe me, the hour is coming when neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem will you worship the Father." So what does that mean? Well, the end times are coming. You won't have that opportunity to worship God. Now is that time. You worship what you do not know. We worship what we know. For salvation is from the Jews. Well, the Jews, we know the law doesn't bring us salvation. What does? Grace, faith, Jesus Christ. But isn't he Jesse's rod, David's son? He is from the Jews. That's why Matthew starts with that genealogy to show Jesus' bloodline and how important it is. But the hour is coming and is now here when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father is seeking such people to worship him. What brings us the spirit and the truth? The Holy Spirit, the Comforter. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth. You know, I look at all of this and remember that in John 14, just 10 chapters from our reading today, Jesus tells us that he is the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through him. And then he goes on later. You know, we always hear that, but then we forget that my Father's mansions are many rooms, and I go to prepare a place for you. We need to have the air conditioner turned a little bit cooler, I think. If we could do that. Okay. So what is Jesus telling us when he's talking to the woman at the well? Think about that for a second. What does Jesus call himself in all of the Bible up until the resurrection? He is the Son of Man. He doesn't call himself the Son of God until after the resurrection, except for one time. When is that time? The woman at the well. Because the Christ, the Messiah, is coming. And what does he say to her? I am he. He put on the mantle to all of us right there. We're all sinners. And that's what the woman at the well represents. And Jesus talked to her and he said to her, I'm the Christ. I'm the one who brings you the living waters. And that is so important to all of us. So how do we respond to that? Think about that for a second. How do we say thank you to God? we sing. Remember our choosing joy. Thank you, Ben. When we choose joy, how do we show joy? Love, peace, happiness, excitement, right? But yet, I have known people that everything they do, they hum. Remember St. Teresa, pray always, sometimes even use words. Isn't that what music does for us? It brings us to that. All right, our readings today, Psalm 150. Why is it in the Bible that the very last psalm deals with music? Do you think David got excited over that? Praise him, praise the Lord, praise God in his sanctuary, praise him in his mighty deeds, praise him for his mighty deeds, praise him according to his excellent greatness, praise him with trumpet sound, praise him with lute and harp, praise him with tambourine and dance, praise him with strings and pipe, praise him with sounding cymbals, praise him with loud crashing cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, David, don't hold back. How do you really feel? Okay? You know, praise the Lord. Have fun with things. Get excited. You know, we've talked in here about getting excited over Jesus. It's okay. Do you think that we feel that same excitement that David felt? Not all the time, do we? Wouldn't it be nice if we could do that? I think so too. We're not able to choose how we feel all the time, are we? But what can change how we feel? Music. Music is the only one of man's endeavors that has the power to keep the devil at bay. So when you're in those days, when you're sad, when you don't feel good, you crank up the music and say, change me. Because it speaks not only to this, it speaks to this, doesn't it? And there's the blessing of music. May this love of music enter your hearts every day through this wonderful gift. And the people of God respond with, amen. To God be the glory.